Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
I wasn't told it was formal wear today. Did I miss the memo? I send the memos. Why would I miss the memo?
Is that teal?
It's just blue.
Okay.
It's blue.
I was going to say that this is Coastal Carolina's time is done.
Yeah, no. I don't think I actually own a teal shirt. This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk. It's a very fancy edition of Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Duffy.
Would be a little weird.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's only a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. I sent Shane a text last night. I saw a thing on Instagram. Ice cream nachos.
I've actually had those before.
Oh, my gosh.
Waffle cone chips. Yep.
A little bite of caramel, little ice cream. Oh, my gosh. I was like, Shane, far be it from me, Shane, to tell you how to run your business, but I would buy this. He was like, I would too. So we'll see. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And it is prime grilling season. We are in the summer. You got those free weekends. You might as well be cooking. Enjoy some great steaks this weekend or go all the way. Get a big brisket out there on the smoker. Spend all day with it and have a great meal for you and your family. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. Father's Day has come and gone, but that doesn't mean you know the gift giving has to end. All right, mom and dad, you, whoever you are, you need new gear. It's imperative that we get everybody on the same page with this gear. We cannot continue on with this Banner M nonsense. It is time to let go of the ghost of the Banner M and get yourself a new polo from College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area. Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com.
That's the real ghost of Larry Templeton.
It is. It absolutely
the Banner
is.
M.
If it was the old Banner M with like the furl on the end, that's the bad one.
Ugh.
Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant. For lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch, the best meal in town always going to be at Restaurant Tyler. We love a trip to Restaurant Tyler here on Thunder and Lightning. We love to grab some great food for lunch and for dinner. I haven't been to Sunday brunch there in a while. Maybe I need to treat myself and my family coming up pretty soon. Whenever you're in Starkville, if it's around lunchtime and you want to grab the best lunch in this town, a great blue plate, it's only one place to go. That's Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they are going to help you invest and manage your money, but how they're going to help you prepare for your future. Now, more than ever, when you have questions about your money, you need answers. You need them on your schedule. You don't need to be asked to wait around. You don't want to be on hold. You don't want to talk to somebody who doesn't know who you are. You want to talk to a banker who knows your money and knows you as well. That's the level of service you're only going to get at Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority.
The elephant in the room, why I'm wearing a shirt and tie. It's not because
I'm not
going for a job interview or anything like that.
He's actually wearing, he's gone full ESPN. He's wearing gym shorts underneath and flip flops.
I'm going John Sokoloff on people. That was always the craziest thing to me. Is like I would go to WCBI.
Yeah.
And I would see somebody, like, it wasn't always that. Sometimes they would wear, like, a full suit. But, like, I would see, like, the shirt and tie, and they walk behind the thing, and they're wearing shorts.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
But anyway, so this morning I went to a funeral. My good friend, Mr. Bobby Wilson, who is a great Bulldog, he and his wife, Miss Betty Sue, who is, like, they're like grandparents to my kids. They are just amazing people. Mr. Bobby passed away last week. So I sang at the funeral on Monday morning. It was a great service and a great celebration of life for him. Wanted to give him a little bit of a shout out because he was such a great person, but a great Bulldog too. He loved Mississippi State. You probably saw him around Christmas time whenever you have Christmas at the hump and you're taking pictures with Santa and Mrs. Claus. I hate to spoil this, but
That's not the
that wasn't
actual
the
Santa.
real Santa and
Yeah,
Mrs. Claus.
the real Santa is still at the North Pole at that
Correct. He's a
moment.
little busy.
Yeah.
So
That's one of
that's.
he's we Mr. Bobby was one of Santa's
He was
helpers.
a Santa's helper. That's
Yeah.
right. So rest in peace to him.
Yeah.
Left a great legacy to those that knew him. So I just wanted to give him a little bit of a shout out.
All right, very good. Very good. You look great, by the way.
Thank you.
So I like that tie.
So do you. Borky the other day kept hyping up Gentile.
Yeah.
And I've yet to see one of these shirts
I'm gonna
that
make
you
I'm gonna
have.
get you one, and I promise before the football season comes, you will have a Gentile polo. I'm gonna
I'm
make
gonna
a
hold you to it.
promise to you right here.
I'm gonna hold you to it
Okay.
because I feel like I've brought this up several
Like
times. I never get.
2 days before kickoff, I'm like, crap, I gotta buy him one. It's like a
Yeah, they
present.
sent it to me. So I'm just like, yeah, thanks. All right.
Yeah.
And I don't even
Yeah.
recognize the fact that you bought me a shirt. You don't have to buy me a shirt.
Nah.
Do not
I
buy
will
it.
get you a Super Talk, this
I'll
logo.
take it.
Polo. What you got a color in
No,
particular that you want?
just surprise me.
All right, powder blue it is.
Look, I didn't want to say this in
Get
public.
you powder blue, a little red logo there.
I didn't want to say this in public,
Yeah,
but
I heard you were talking up
that's a
Ole
pretty
Miss
strong,
on
it's a pretty strong color scheme. And it makes the blue eyes pop.
I
So,
heard you were talking up the Rebels last week on Sports Talk.
and for some reason, a lot
I
of
was
Ole Miss.
laughing reading that thread.
A lot of Ole
Somebody
Miss
else
fans have
finally
been.
gets it.
So, all right. We were having the conversation
About
about
DeBoer.
Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah.
And I like it was like hyperbole that I said, like, that's like the greatest season ever for Mississippi State if you're winning 10 games or
Yeah.
what. It would have been, you
It
know,
is
like
true.
third or fourth best season in Mississippi State history. But that doesn't mean like I didn't need a breakdown of the greatest seasons in Mississippi. I'm just saying at Mississippi State. 9 or 10 wins would be
Great season, yeah.
fantastic. And so then I came back. I forgot, like, to mention for Ole Miss, too. Like, yeah, that's a pretty good season for Ole Miss, too. And that got dissected, and I'm just like, I can't deal with this today.
There you go.
I love you people, but sometimes you just take things, like, way too
That's
seriously,
what they
and it's
do.
just not that
So,
big of a deal.
all right. We got a good show lined up for you today. We got an SEC preview a little later in the show. We're doing the Kentucky Wildcats today. But first. That was an old school 2015 Top Dog camp kind of day on Sunday for Mississippi State. There's a major difference. We'll talk about that in just a minute, but State filled up the coffers yesterday with some new recruits. I believe a total of six guys jumping into the boat for Mississippi State.
6 to 8, I can't remember.
Yeah. I'm just going to tell you right now, these receivers, I'm going to have some trouble over there. Between Zayon Cotton, Zion Crumpton, and Jaden Creighton,
Yeah, I'm
I don't
getting them
know.
all mixed
I'm
up.
going to get them
I
all
really
mixed up.
am.
All three of those guys commit yesterday. I'm just going to try to go through them here. It's hard to keep up with. Caleb Triplett, linebacker out of D'Iberville, commits yesterday. Devon Young, defensive lineman out of Theodore High School, I'm sorry, Mobile, Alabama. Micah Nickerson is a player I'm interested in. Of all these guys, he's the one that I'm like, he looks like a very old school Mississippi State. We found this guy and nobody else knows, and we're going to turn him into a star guy, but we'll see. He's not rated right now. Out of South Pike. And then Terrell Johnson out of Holmes County. So stay back on the Holmes County pipeline after taking a year off. And that kid, I forget what his name was. Do you remember?
Cortez Thomas.
Yeah, I went to Ole Miss. So just in terms of numbers, stayed up to 23 commitments now. So pretty close to a full class. 36th in the nation on three, 12th in the conference. Although they're saying that apparently when all this comes into play, that state, a few of these guys like McWhorter, the quarterback Brody McWhorter, Zayon Cotton, some of these guys are four-star guys over on Rivals. So you could see State just kind of artificially, float its way up a little
Cam
bit.
Cam and Capehart's a four-star.
But we have to address what the elephant in the room is here on this recruiting class. And we may have to argue a little bit here. I got a feeling we might. But
I doubt it.
Okay, good. Now, I want to start off. J.J. Hill is criminally underrated.
Yes.
That guy is one of the top two, three players in this state this year. All right. He's ranked on 1-3, he's ranked the 22nd best player in the state. I'll eat my hat if that's the 22nd best player in the state. This isn't just me telling you this because he's committed to Mississippi State. I've seen him play.
I went to bat for A.J. Brown after he committed to Ole Miss that he could have been a five star. So, I can say whether or not.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's a Mississippi State kid, whether or not the kid's properly rated.
Yeah.
He's underrated. Massive.
Highly underrated. Fantastic player. Should be much higher, in my opinion. I mean,
you and I have both seen him live.
Yes.
And he
looks play for Mississippi State right now.
Well, whenever you grow up in the state and you watch these kids come through.
I've seen these kids.
You know when you see it.
I saw Kylan Hill in high school. I saw Aris Williams in high school.
Willie Gay.
I saw these guys. The same kind of guy.
Yeah. When you see these guys, whether or not they're
he's underrated. And, you know, Mississippi as a whole tends to produce a good deal of underrated talent, right? You look at a guy like Zayon Cotton, right? 6'5", 205, probably going to be a tight end in college. If he was in Florida, he's probably a four-star kid, based off of his measurables. That being said, Robbie, when you look at this class, especially on the defensive side of the ball, if you tell me that in 3 years, more than five of these guys made a big impact at State, I think Hill will. A couple of the receivers, maybe. I think Capehart could be a guy, Camden Capehart, just because he's got elite speed, could be a guy like that. One of these tight ends might show up. I mean, Luke Hutchinson certainly has the bloodlines for it.
Well, and Cotton. I think
Cotton is another player. Could end up being a
good
player.
But here's the thing. We're only talking about, for the most part, offensive guys.
Yeah. Robbie, this is recruiting class. This is not getting it done.
The defensive class is not
unbelievable badly. Unbelievably. It's just poor.
And I always teeter on this conversation because I don't want it to be a slap in the face of the kids.
Right.
Because it's, you know, they're living out their dreams.
Yeah.
A lot of these kids, Micah Nickerson is a lifelong State fan.
Yeah.
Terrell Johnson, lifelong State fan. I actually like both of those takes, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I think Micah Nickerson is a potential breakout guy.
Mm-hmm.
6'5", probably about 220, gets after the quarterback. I mean, there is a lot to like about him.
Mm-hmm.
But then, there's some guys in this class that I'm looking at, and I'm like, why take them at this stage?
Yeah.
Is my thing. You think they can play? I get it. A lot of these guys, you're not battling for anybody. You're battling Louisiana Monroe and people like that. I mean, there's the defensive class right now is mm-hmm. rough.
So our guy Peanut on your board did the work here, did the research for us. Devon Young, who State just took this past weekend, he has one Power 4 offer, and he took it. It's Mississippi State. Caleb Triplett committed this weekend. Same thing. State is his only Power 4 offer. Micah Nickerson, as you mentioned, has at least a second Power 4 offer. State has three linebackers committed with a combined three SEC offers. They're all Mississippi State.
And again, I think Nickerson is just under the radar.
I think so too, but we've seen guys like that before.
But the others were just like, what? Like, why? I don't understand.
Nobody on this defensive side of the ball has more than three SEC offers, and that's the defensive lineman Caleb Morris has three. State has four guys committed on the defensive side of the ball who have a total of one SEC offer, it being from Mississippi State.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, And, you know, what's funny is, even looking at Brody McWhorter, I think he's a good prospect. He'll never play because he's going
to
be behind.
But you have to have
You have to have a quarterback. Don't get me wrong. You sign a quarterback in every class. I'm a firm believer in that. But don't sell me on the idea that he's ever going to – I mean, he's 5 years away from starting.
Well, and that's kind of why I'm just
Barrett Taylor is going to be the guy after next year, you would think.
That's kind of why I'm I'm not really hitting the panic button on this because I honestly think high school recruiting in college football has taken a giant step back. And I'm not saying it's not important at all, but the bulk of your classes are not going to impact your team for at best 2 years, maybe three. And by that point, you're starting to cycle through them and you're over recruiting them or you're processing or they're transferring. So, it's still going to hinge on what Mississippi State does in the transfer portal, but it's a reflection of your coaching staff. Like it just seems like on the defensive side specifically, they're just grabbing commitments to place them and say, we're done. Oh, we got our cornerbacks. We got our, but your defense was the worst in school
And
history
this comes
last
back to the
year.
portal
This doesn't help.
that, I thought Turner in the portal got some guys there who could help him, right? Whitson, Hibbler, Sanders, those guys can help, right? Cornerback did not. Absolutely did not get anybody that could help in the portal. Maybe Lewis, maybe.
And we're on very few guys. Like
Yeah. It's not,
it was
and
like
that's,
they
it's the
acted like
same
they're.
thing here. It's just like the first guy was like, yeah, I'll commit. Okay. We'll take you. And now we're good. We're good. We got our guy.
Terrell Buckley used to do that. Can I try to get him down as quick as possible and
Yeah.
not have to worry about it?
You can look at
You
this.
have major, major problems at the defensive, interior defensive line coaching and cornerback.
Yeah.
Those are going to be that might be something if it's not addressed that is makes for a quick exit for Jeff Lebby. I mean, let's just call it
So,
for what it is. Right now, it is disastrous what they've done at those two positions. Now, the defensive line, they got better in the portal, but you follow that up now by you're still taking these diamonds in the rough, and this is
These
not
aren't even diamonds in the rough.
this
We got to
isn't
be
20
honest.
or what they think they are.
They think, they
Like,
hope.
this isn't 2012 anymore. There are no Chris Jones and, well, there might be, but there's very few of them.
Yeah.
Chris Jones, Preston Smiths, guys like that, Benardrick McKinneys that are coming through that fly under the radar. Like, you're a big time SEC program. Well, big time might be a
You're an
stretch right now,
SEC
but you're an
program,
SEC program.
period.
You shouldn't have to scrape to find these guys. Like, you should be able to go out there and win these battles, and they're just
And
not.
the thing that concerns me the
I
most
mean,
is,
like, hold on. You can't even get Darion Albert to visit.
yeah.
I feel like he's going to Tennessee regardless, but the guy's an in-state defensive lineman. 8 years ago,
He would have already been
he would have
committed.
been committed to
Yeah.
Mississippi State.
Yeah.
You can't even get him on campus. He canceled his visit before he came here.
Yeah.
Then he released the top two, and Bill Belichick, with all his issues, is in the final two with
Yeah.
this kid and not you. That's not great.
In the top 20 players in the state of Mississippi this year, there are one, two, three, four defensive linemen, and state won't likely get a visit. No, never mind a commitment, a visit from any of them. This is a good year for recruiting in Mississippi. We've talked about it before. The top 14 players are listed as composite on 3 4-stars. State is unlikely to get any of them. Like their best chance is TJ White, the linebacker from Jackson Academy, but a lot of people seem to think he'll go to Tennessee with his teammate Darion Albert, who is the 13th ranked player, who's also a 4-star player as well. And you're talking about these are some kids at some schools where Mississippi State has done well in the past, right? You look at, we mentioned JA, Jorelyn McCoy, who we think will probably commit at least one more time, but he's a Tupelo with JJ Hill, but you can't even get a sniff from him. Emmanuel Tucker was committed to Mississippi State, and then immediately, once he took off a little bit and moved up the rankings, dropped that commitment. Now he's committed to LSU. Brandon has a cornerback this year. You could use a cornerback. Brandon is a Mississippi State school. It always has been. Will Rogers, Jarius Norwood, the Adams brothers, all those guys. But he's not looking at Mississippi State. It's pretty incredible how poorly Mississippi State is recruiting in the state of Mississippi this year. Every great, and I know it's a different era of college football. I understand that. But every good Mississippi State team in my lifetime has been built with the best players from Mississippi on it. And State's not going to get any of them this year.
And it
Outside of
does,
Hill should be rated higher. Everything sort of revolves around that. He should be in the top 10 somewhere. But other than that, what are we doing?
and it is kind of epidemic with kids in Mississippi staying in Mississippi.
Right.
Like that appears to be something that's moving away.
Yeah.
Because you look at it, and the top three, especially in the state, are probably going out of state.
Yeah.
Kristen Keyes, Braylon Walton,
This
and
Matthews
Ellen
may end
Williams.
up at
Jason
Ole Miss.
Matthews might, but
Might
he
end up at Ole Miss.
T.J. White out of state,
Yeah.
probably.
Yeah. McDonald
Tavert
probably.
McDonald probably out of state. Damarius Yates is going to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
So out of the top 10, you're looking at
Who?
one or two. So it's not a Mississippi State thing. I want to make that clear. We have a problem across the board in the state of Mississippi with these kids wanting to go out of state. And the secret's kind of out that you got some great players in the state of Mississippi, and they just don't, I don't know if they don't think it's cool to stay home or what. I don't like that. I think that needs to change. You have got to lock down your players here. You can build well over half a class out of the state of Mississippi kids. And Mississippi State did that for a long period of time. And now you look at it, and the state will be lucky to have, five or six in the top 20.
Oh, yeah. So as it stands right now, in the top 20 players in Mississippi, Cotton is currently ranked 15th. State could get Iverson McCoy back in, that he's ranked 17th. Jaden Creation is ranked 19th. Jaden Taylor is ranked 20th. Now, we all agree that J.J. Hill is at some point is going to have to move up. He just has to. So maybe, yeah, you might get to five. A guy like
Dalton Toothman,
Dalton Toothman is 21st.
with the options he has, that's kind of
He
strange,
should be
but
probably rated a little higher. So, and again, it goes back to what we were saying. Mississippi always has some kids that are underrated that you think are going to be, good players, and they just don't get the recruiting hype here in this state. But this is a
it's.
problem. And look, it really is just as simple as you have a coach who was 2-10 last year, and he has no resume.
Yes.
If State had brought Nick Saban in and they were just so bad that they went 2-10, you could still say, well, it's still Nick Saban, right? He'll get it fixed. He'll make it happen. We know Nick Saban. When you have it where it's a coach who has no resume whatsoever as a head coach and he goes 2-10 and he has his defensive coordinator who's never been a defensive coordinator before, what are you selling them?
And
I get it. It's
I know that sounds like an excuse, but it is playing a factor and recruiting for Mississippi State. It's just going to be harder to get on these kids' radars where they want to come here right now. It just is. And the fact of the matter is, like, Mississippi State is in kind of a depressing state right now when it comes to football. And it's up to Jeff Lebby to figure out a way to get out of it. And it's like the conversation we had last year. Like, to get out of it, you have to get better players. And how do you get better players if you don't have the product on the field?
Right.
State's trying. You got to inch away at it. I
And
mean,
this is one of those things too, Robbie, where it's we go back to something our friend Charlie Winfield tells us all the time. It's like it's not Amazon. You can't just say,
you
look,
can't just buy. I know people
I
say,
want to get these guys, so let's just buy them. I mean, unless you just want to, blow your NIL budget. I'm sure there's a number for Tristan Keyes and Braylon Womack where you could say, hey, we'll give you this, where they would say, okay,
yeah, like $3 million,
$3 million a
right?
piece, but then you've blown your budget.
Yeah.
And you just can't do that. So,
I think people just had this like
do you think if,
sense that we just raise all this money and go buy kids, and that's just not
yeah.
how it works. They still want to go win.
Yeah, it's about having the money on hand for when they're ready to commit to you.
Right.
So let me ask you this. Let's play best case scenario, and let's say State goes into the Egg Bowl 5-6 and finds a way to beat the Rebels, and they're 6-6 and they go to a bowl game. Do we see a lot of shuffling in this class? I think you see some guys get dropped out. Could you see some of the Mississippi kids say, okay, wait a minute. That sort of what happened with Mullen, a little bit of what happened with Mullen, I guess, because obviously it got away from him there. But could it be
Yeah,
a situation
can.
where we look up and we say, okay, and we get to December, they've picked up, a commitment, T.J. White and maybe Xavier McDonald and maybe Jerelyn McCoy. So, like, okay, wait a minute. They're building something in state. I can go there.
Yeah,
Could that happen?
I think so. And I think the key is, like, State needs to have success early on in the season, and then you start talking to kids and saying, you got to come see what we're doing.
Yeah.
And they start coming to campus during the season, and they start seeing your team, getting around your team and stuff. Because the fact of the matter is, like, the culture here is really good. I don't know if people have been following this team, but like there are really good kids in this program. The way that they run this program, I think, is really commendable. And it's not like they're, it's not like it's just like a crap show. You know, like I think that this program is being run the right way. They're working hard every day. The players are good players. They're going out in the community being good. And once players get a chance to see that and they get here and they get around it, it is something you want to be a part of. But at the end of the day, Mississippi State is coming off a 2-10 win season. So they've got to show on the field they are moving in the right direction, or all that other stuff doesn't really matter. You know, like players want to get money, but they're going to get the money regardless.
Yeah.
So why would I go to a 2-10 team over a playoff contender?
Right.
When
or
I
even
also
a 7-5 team. You know,
you might be paying a little more, but is it really worth it for me to go that if I don't think that I'm going to win?
It's just like anything else in life, right? Like, you don't make your you don't make your decisions solely based on money. They play a big role,
correct?
But like, you have a good job, right? And I'm sure if there, you know, if somebody offered you a raise at a good job, like, you know, I'll just I don't know, just say somebody, you know, 36-8 became a thing. And they were like, "Hey, we want you to run this website, and it's going to be you're in charge, and you get a little extra money. You're probably interested, right?" But if I said, "Hey, I'm going to pay you double your salary, but you got to, you know, wipe my rear end for me," you're probably going to say no to that.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
There's not a number.
God bless our nurses.
I know, right?
My God.
So, yeah, it's not just about money. It is about the situation that Mississippi State is in, and the only way to dig out of that is to win games. I'll say this. State, we've talked about it a little bit before. These first four games for Mississippi State, the four non-conference games, they're so huge. If State could find a way to be 4-0, you're talking about you want to bring in a bunch of recruits to play tennis. When they play Tennessee, you probably have a night game, probably have a big crowd, probably have a lot of excitement. You got something there. Lebby's future at Mississippi State, really, a lot of it hinges on that Arizona State game. They have to find a way to win that game.
Yep.
If they can do that and be 4-0, then you're moving in the right direction. Because, I mean, especially if there's an outside chance, Ole Miss at Kentucky, Arkansas at home, there's an outside chance they could drop one of those, right? Those are SEC games. Crazy things happen in them. And we saw last year with Ole Miss and Kentucky. What if you were the undefeated team going into week five? There's just so much on the line in those first four games. Mississippi State, that's a ton of pressure to Lebby and those guys.
And, I mean, I think that, like, the weeping and gnashing of teeth is just kind of like there's no point in it right now.
Like, yeah, this is what it is. It really is.
You actually see this team on the field and they get to prove it on the field. There's really no reason to get upset about high school recruiting. And maybe don't even get excited either. I mean, it's just kind of blah right now.
Yeah.
And the defensive side especially is just in a rut. And it's doesn't appear to be getting that much better, because I don't think, as we sit here today, I wouldn't expect TJ White, who would be kind of the headliner of the class, to commit to Mississippi State. I would expect probably Tennessee on that. I'm happy to be wrong. But just by talking to him, I just didn't get that vibe.
Yeah.
Good on him for going through with his visit and continuing to do his visit instead of, you know, the Darion Albert thing where he just didn't come at all.
Right.
But I don't know if he's ready to make that jump when he has a really good opportunity with Tennessee. And that's where Mississippi State is right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I cannot stand when people say our program's done.
Yeah.
Our program's buried. This is it. How long have you been following Mississippi State sports? We've sat through seasons that have lasted almost a decade where Mississippi State was just absolutely terrible. And they got out of that. They made it out. All it takes is one really good hire and buy-in from the rest of your community and fans to turn something around. This is not the end of the world if Mississippi State doesn't win the next couple of seasons.
Yeah.
The program isn't dead.
Yeah.
They're not going to get kicked out of the SEC.
Right.
it's just a bad time. Like, I just wish people would have more nuanced conversations where we're not having to say a program's in the dirt and never coming back again.
Right.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
But it
So
happens every day.
it's
NIL's bad for us. I told you this 4 years ago. So you told us in the middle of Mississippi State's 9-win season that NIL was going to kill the program. You
Yeah.
told us that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what they said.
NIL isn't why Mississippi State is where it is right now.
NIL is the only reason that basketball and baseball are doing as well as they are.
Look, we can never keep who we want. Why is Josh Hubbard here? Why is Isaac Smith still here? Like, do you think that Mississippi State
I mean,
last
you
year,
can
the
make a real
roster?
case that like Kevin Coleman is the only guy that State has lost over the last.
Kevin Coleman, like, because, there were some disagreements with Michael O'Brien,
Yeah.
and like there was some, back and forth with
Michael Van
Michael
Buren.
Van Buren.
Yeah.
I don't know why I always call him that.
Well, he was a guy here too.
Mario Craver, it
Yeah.
was kind of like mutual. There's been very few that's Ra-Ra Thomas, they were kind of
They would
waving
have
their
liked to
hand
have
to.
kept. They wanted to keep Ra-Ra, but he made
There's
his
basically
NIL
been like
demands too much.
two or three guys. I think they want Bryce Pollock.
Yeah.
There's been two
Yeah.
or three guys that they really wanted to
That was
keep.
just a bad. That was just.
No, and that like
That was
let,
this Lebby making a mistake, is what.
well, no, I mean let's be real about it. Bryce Pollock's cornerbacks coach wasn't retained,
Yeah.
and he was encouraging kids to leave, and he was encouraging kids to come there. And guess where Bryce Pollock ended up?
He might have had a point.
He did. He
He
did have a
might have
point,
had a
but let's
point.
call it for what it
Yeah.
is. It's not State didn't have NIL money. It wasn't anything like that. It
Yeah.
was Darcell McBath kind of scorned, and I understand
Yeah.
that. Talking to kids, he talked a couple of kids in the portal. He talked, I mean, DeCameron Richardson,
Yeah.
those guys. So, I mean, what are we talking about here? Let's have a nuanced conversation and say Mississippi State's in a really bad place with football right now. There's a lot of things that have to happen to get them out of it. End of story. It doesn't have to be that this is the end of the rope. Mississippi State's about to go to Sun Belt,
Yeah.
things like that. They're not going to get kicked out of this league. They're not going to end the program. They're not defunding it. They're in a really bad spot right now, and Jeff Lebby's got to find a way out of it. And if he doesn't, he'll no longer be the coach at Mississippi State, and it's time to
You
go
go to
look
the
for
next
another
one.
one.
Yeah, exactly. All right, speaking of moving on, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoke Meats and the Older Brother in the heart of the Cotton District, right next door to each other. Two fantastic places to eat right here in the city of Starkville. If you're going to be in the Cotton District around lunchtime or dinner time, I cannot give you a higher recommendation than either of those two fine establishments. This depends on what you want to eat. Do you want to eat the smoked Southern soul food that's on sale at Two Brothers Smoked Meats, or do you want to enjoy a fancy sandwich from our friends at the Older Brother? Whatever you choose, you did not lose at Two Brothers and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. I want a distinguished. You're in a tie. I want a distinguished one here. Ready? Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50 years, my good sir.
Very good. If you need
That's
technology.
like that was far too distinguished. It didn't
Yeah.
have to be that distinguished, but
It
it needed some pizzazz
gave it
to it.
something there, yeah. If you need technology for your business, if you need a new copier, a new printer, new computers or laptops, the place to go is Advantage Business Systems. Because not only are you going to get a great product, but you're going to get service after the sale. Anytime you buy an electronic device, you know at some point something's going to go on the fritz and you're going to have to get it fixed. And so do you want to talk to somebody at a call center where you're going to be on hold for 45 minutes and they'll set up an appointment for you for a week from now? Or do you want to talk to somebody on a 601 number and they talk to you immediately and they come out and fix it the same day or the next day because they're in Mississippi just like you? Seems like a pretty easy choice to me. 601-362-9192 or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you're going to be in Starkville and you need MSU gear, the place to go is Maroon and Co. If you're not going to be in Starkville and you need MSU gear, the place to go is maroonandco.com. Either place is a place you can use our discount code to save yourself some money on great Mississippi State merchandise, the biggest and best selection in all of Starkville. Use the code THUNDER15 in store or online to save 15% off your next purchase. Whatever you're looking for, Mississippi State, they've got it right there at Maroon and Co. Next time you're in Starkville, before you go to the game, you need to go to Maroon and Co. Are you working out in the yard this weekend? If you are, you've got to make a trip to Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden before you do anything. They have the John Deere power that you need. If you're tired of spending all day making your lawn look right, you want to make it an easier process for you, a John Deere commercial mower, the John Deere Gators, the John Deere compact utility tractors are all available with great deals, some up to 0% financing. It's all right there for you. Everything you're looking for, if you're working around the house, in the lawn, in the garden, if you got projects around your house, some fix-it, some repair stuff, if you're just cooking out this weekend, whatever you're looking for, it's right there at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. Go check it out today. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. They are your certified John Deere dealer here in North Mississippi. All right. SEC preview time. The Kentucky Wildcats is who we're going to go with. We got to do another one of these this week too, Robbie. So we'll be picking another one for, I guess, for Thursday's show. We also have opponent previews this week for Missouri and Georgia as we try to get caught up. Kentucky, season ago, they had a highlight. They had one game that we all enjoyed. You know, most of us listening. Some of you guys listening didn't enjoy it at all, but that's okay. Robbie and I enjoyed it for you. They were 4-8 last year after starting out 3-2, and you think, okay, you know, they lost to South Carolina and Georgia in their first, you know, three games. And you're thinking, okay, well, South Carolina's okay, and Georgia's obviously a really good team. And they only lost to Georgia by a point. You think, okay, they're going to be pretty good this year. They beat Ole Miss, and you're like, all right, they're off and running. Instead, they only won one more game. It was against Murray State, and they finished 4-8. Mark Stoops, just by the way, just it always – whenever a coach like is going out the door and everybody knows he's leaving, Kiffin is the outlier to that. Like normally when a coach does that, it ends it. It breaks all everything and it doesn't work out. So Stoops thought he was going to A&M. He gets pulled back in. And now 2 years later, if he doesn't turn it around big time this year, they could be looking to fire him. He'll get a big buyout, but that could be the case. So let's look at this Kentucky schedule. They start off with our guy, Joe Moorhead, by the way. No, that's Toledo. Never mind. He's in Akron. But I did want to mention Joe Moorhead today. I don't know if you saw his son, Donovan, committed to Jacksonville State today.
Coming to Alabama.
Very good. So Kentucky, oh no, Toledo, first game. Watch out, guys.
Look out. No. Don't do it.
I think they'll win, but goodness, be careful.
They should.
All right, so 1-0. And then they have this really interesting game, week two against Ole Miss at home. It's a 2:30 kickoff. It's the ABC game of the week. I got to think Ole Miss is going to go up there looking to prove a point, right? They can't overlook them 2 years in a row, can they?
Yeah. This is going to be one they have circled for sure. Mm-hmm. But you know, Kentucky is a tough place to play.
It is. If that game was at night, I would like to catch chances a little bit.
But more. I did say the same thing last year about Williams-Brice, and they had no issue.
Yeah.
So you know, if it outside of playing at Baton Rouge. Like, I cannot predict what Ole Miss is going to do on the road. I know when they go to Baton Rouge, it's going to be tough for them to win every time they go.
Mm-hmm.
This one, I think they'll handle.
All right. Eastern Michigan.
Should
be 2-1. Off week. Then this is brutal. Their next two games are at South Carolina, at Georgia. I would be surprised if they picked up either one of those.
I think they lose both.
Okay.
South Carolina again. Who's quarterback at these schools? South Carolina's got a returning quarterback. Mm-hmm. I think they'll be talented. Their defense will probably be pretty salty.
Plus, you know, will he be at night?
Yep.
Now, I don't know if that's a night game because that's Alabama, Georgia.
PBA.
They may have already set the time for that now that I think about it.
It's not set, but there's going to be a window in there. It just doesn't say on their website.
Let me see if I can find the schedule. I didn't say so.
That seems like
that could be coming out of game day.
It could be that, or it could be.
Well, actually, no. Arkansas
6:30 SEC Network.
Arkansas hosting Notre Dame is the 11 a.m. game that day.
That's going to be the SEC Network game.
Could be
at night.
Could be.
I bet.
But you've also got State Tennessee that night. Depends on what state is, obviously. Ole Miss LSU.
Did it not have a window for that game?
I didn't. Hold on.
I'm surprised they don't have.
I'm sure they haven't. I haven't looked at it yet.
Bye.
I just looked on
Georgia's
Google.
Georgia's at 11 a.m. on ESPN.
So 2025 schedule.
Or ABC.
They don't have – their schedule doesn't say the windows.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Does South Carolina have it?
I hadn't looked.
Great radio right app.
Well, there's a – the SEC The SEC site had everybody's.
It did, but I'm just trying to make it easier on myself here. Okay, yeah, here they go. It's flex.
Okay, so
So,
that's gonna be
could be a night
wait,
game.
okay.
So, we've already talked about this. Alabama at Georgia is the ABC game that night.
Yes.
Ole Miss LSU is almost likely locked in at 2:30 that day. State, Tennessee, oh, I said Arkansas and Notre Dame is the 11 a.m. game. You have Auburn at A&M, Kentucky at South Carolina, and State hosting Tennessee. So, got some good games that day. So we're going to say they're 2-3.
Ugh.
Another week off, and then their next two are at home against Texas and Tennessee. So 2-5. Five
Yikes.
at Auburn. I mean, it's brutal.
And I'm not even going to ask you to look up the time on that, but yeah, I'm going with Auburn in that game.
I will as well. Florida at home. It's just not fun, man.
You know, Kentucky's kind of had Florida's number in recent years.
They have, but it's been more at home. This is at Florida.
No, is that Lexington?
Oh, it is at Atlanta. Okay, yeah,
Yeah.
I keep reading that.
Have we talked Florida
We
yet?
haven't.
Okay, so I can't even go back on what my pick was.
Yeah.
I think I'm still going to go with Florida here.
Okay, so did I. Tennessee Tech. All right.
Unless Tennessee Tech's throwing out the outfielder that pitched for him at the Oxford Regional that
I don't
time.
think that guy's got any eligibility. At Vanderbilt, they should be able to win that.
Should they?
I think so. And
I
then
think we picked. Did we not pick Vandy on
I
that?
picked Kentucky.
Okay.
All right. And then
Okay.
at Louisville, they'll probably lose that one.
Well, they've been kind of up and down, haven't
They
they?
were good last year, or they were good 2 years ago. They were in the ACC championship game. I don't remember what they were last year. Let me see. They were 9-4 last year. They're a good team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff Brohm's a good coach. He's got that thing going the right direction. That's 4-8.
Gross.
That's probably firing Mark Stoops, right? Probably gone.
It would be close.
So that
I mean, he's
he was
probably
10-3 in 2021. Since then, 7-6, 7-6, 4-8, 4-8. That's probably getting him fired.
yeah, probably so. And he had the whole thing
That
where he
the
was
yeah,
going to Texas A&M, so he's
exactly.
already in bad shape with the fan base. He was mad about the whole like their basketball fan base, things like that. Like I think he's kind of rubbed the fans the wrong way the last couple years. When you do that, they'll turn on you pretty quick. State fans turn on Dan Mullen pretty quick, and this is their Dan Mullen. I mean, he's literally their Dan Mullen, except for
He hasn't had the high-end success.
he's had the lower
He's had lower lows.
lows.
Yeah, he started out slow. I mean, what his first year was 2-10, right?
He was 2-10, and then I think he had like.
When did they start him?
I mean, I had a couple of 2-win seasons.
So he was his first year was 13
Yep.
or 12. No, it was 13, yeah. Yeah, so he was 2-10, 5-7, 5-7, and then you'll say broke through with 7-6. But then he had some good years, and now I don't know.
I thought
So
he was off and running whenever they had Cash Daniel or whoever it
yeah.
was, and those guys, they beat Florida. They beat Dan Mullen in Florida.
Yeah.
It really felt like they were turning a corner,
That was 2018. They beat State. That was Benny Snell.
and then State, a couple years ago playing at home, I really thought State was going to be able to break through, and they scored 3 points,
Yeah,
I
that
think it
was
was.
a rough game. All right, so 4-8 for the Wildcats. You mentioned them. Do you want to do Florida later this week?
Sure.
All right, do the Gators later this week. I'm not a big fan, as you probably guess. All
We
right.
never are on the
I don't
Vikings.
believe in Billy Napier.
I don't
I
either.
don't.
I
So,
think he did just enough to save his job last
and we'll
year.
see what happens.
Yep.
All right. Tomorrow shows the rumblings. You know what to do. Send us the questions. We got opponent previews coming up this week. We got more recruiting. I'm sure the baseball portal will continue to feed us some content throughout the coming weeks as well. Have a great Tuesday, guys. Back with you on Wednesday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.